Okay, Blair, take it away.
All right, thanks, Stacey. All right, so today we're going to talk a little bit about Pride staff, and I'll kind of, make it about staffing businesses in general. In full disclosure, I haven't done a tremendous amount with Pride staff myself. I used to do quite a bit with Express Personnel a number of years ago, but I have had a couple clients buy Pride staff here in the Pacific Northwest, so we'll kind of go through it together. So basically what I look for in an assessment, in a PFA or QSR, on a client is primary buyer motive should be achiever. After that, if it's achiever societally conscious, which is exactly on the active franchisor partner list, that's a dead-on match. But if it's achiever belonger, achiever emulator, it doesn't matter. But primary buyer motive should be achiever. As far as financials, obviously the investment range for Pride staff is about $150,000 to $200,000. My experience, it tends to edge up closer to the $200,000, maybe even $225,000 range. So I look for kind of a personal net worth of about $500,000 or more, with about $50,000 to $100,000 of cash accessible. Some of the clues that I look for in an assessment to see if Pride staff is going to be on the list is kind of three things. One, the money that I just went over. Two, is their primary buyer motive achiever? And if it's achiever societally conscious and they're comfortable with sales and networking, Pride staff just made my long list of businesses that I'll probably, probably show up or show to that particular client. But if they mention anywhere in the assessment or anywhere during the conversation of my first meeting with the client that they're looking for things like this, they want to give back to the community, or they want to make a difference, or they like helping people. Like I said, they're good at networking and sales. If they're primarily looking for a business-to-business type of opportunity. If I see that they come from a strong corporate background, especially if they come from a strong corporate background and they've been laid off, typically, they're upper-level management to VP level or above. That's just been my experience. Contrary to popular belief, Pride staff tends to be fairly recession-resistant as well. What I find, if I see those things in the assessment and or they talk about it in the meeting, it's kind of some of their business characteristics of what they want in the business, like I said, Pride staff's on the list. It'll probably be not only on the long list, but it'll probably be one of the few businesses that will actually end up getting shown to the client. What my experience has been, whether it's Express Personnel or Pride staff or any of the staffing businesses, is that my clients tend to ambush the deal almost immediately. They tend to ambush it even right after I show it or, as we start to wrap up the meeting. What I find, though, is that even though Pride staff may be, the three companies that they end up taking a look at, it's probably the last one on their list as far as desirability. Once we get them in front of Paula Pizarro or the corporate team, it quickly becomes number two or number one. So like I said, in their minds, they'll probably be last on their list, but it creeps up to being number one pretty quickly. So watch out for that ambush right up front. And typically the ambushes are it's a crowded industry. There's lots of competition out there. Can you really make money in the industry? Doesn't it get clobbered by, the type of economy that we're in? And what you'll find is there's all kind of false rumors, if you will, so therefore kind of self-ambushes. So the whole goal of once – show the business is to get the client to commit to talking to Paula and talking to Pride staff, at least get through the first couple conversations. And then if they don't like it, then they can take it off the list. Like I said, they'll usually take it off the list or, again, what my experience has been, they'll take it off the list before they even get to Paula. And if that happens, it's so you got to get them in front of Paula. Again, you want to get them. Their discovery days are amazing. If you haven't been, Pride staff will fly you out and take care of you while you're there. So I highly suggest going. And then I think kind of the cream of the crop is, in fact, we used it last night, is if your client goes to Discovery Day, you get a Schrecker grill, $1,000 for it, and all kinds of supplies, and we love our Schrecker grill. So let me kind of talk to you about kind of, or let me kind of show it to you, how I would show it to a client. So we'll just assume that my client's name is, Steve. Say, hi, Steve. The next business that I want you to take a look at is actually in the staffing industry. You mentioned you were looking for a business that was business-to-business, kind of capitalized on your background, your corporate background. You mentioned that you're good at sales and marketing. But more importantly, the thing that you really mentioned to me that really struck home with me is that you really wanted the sense of giving back and helping out people, especially helping out professionals. To me, other than maybe helping out a child, one of the ways that you can definitely help out not only the local community, but to help out individuals, is with jobs, with their careers. So my suggestion is we take a look at a company by the name of Pride Staff, which is based in Central California. They're a great company. They're always on one of our top franchisors that our clients purchase nationwide year after year. Just a good, solid company. Now, one of the things I want you to do, Steve, is at least get through the first call or two with Paula, whom you'll most likely be talking to at Pride Staff, because I think you'll learn quite a bit. Because quite often the tendency of my clients, or at least my clients that have purchased Pride Staff, is they've always come back to me and said, Blair, Pride Staff was probably at the bottom of the list when I initially started looking at franchises, and after talking to Pride Staff a couple times, it very quickly became number one or at least number two. So I really suggest you kind of get through those first couple calls with Pride Staff. I think you'll be very, very pleased. And that's basically it. That's basically how I show Pride Staff. So I think as long as you cover those ambushes up front, you look for those business attributes that I talked about a couple minutes ago, I think you'll be in pretty good shape with Pride Staff. And like I said, I highly suggest going to the corporate headquarters for Discovery Day to learn more. All right? Questions.
Great. Does anybody have any questions? Nobody? All right. Well, I guess Blair's free to celebrate Friday.
Friday in Bend, Oregon. It's going to be 75 degrees and gorgeous. So, all right, everybody.
Oh,
we will see you bright and early Monday morning in New Orleans, hopefully not hungover. So enjoy.
Good job, Blair. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blair.
Bye.